Welcome back to Christmas Clatter. I'm Todd Killian. Well, guys, we are knee deep in October. Weekly episodes dropping on Wednesdays now on YouTube and here on your favorite podcast app. Just remember to go check out the YouTube channel, like and subscribe. Check us out on Instagram at Christmas Clatter, Facebook and Twitter as well. Same handle. Got a great episode for you guys today. But before we get to that, I want to remind everybody we have our month-long charity going on for Christmas Without Cancer. Head over to ChristmasClatterMerch.com. Find the Christmas Without Cancer design. Anything purchased there on the shop with that design, all proceeds go to Christmas Without Cancer, helping families that have members battling cancer get through the holidays. And it's a great cause. We'll be hearing more from those guys real soon. Can't wait to talk to them. And also, if you're listening to this the day it drops at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time only on YouTube, we will have another live stream. This time I will cover the top five spooky Christmas movies. It's kind of my top five spooky Christmas movies, but we'll have a live stream. All your questions and chats will be welcome there, and I really can't wait to see you guys there live and on YouTube. Last time we had one, we had a great time, and I don't expect tonight to be any different. Well, lined up for today on Christmas Clatter, I have Brandon Gray, who loves Hallmark Christmas movies from Deck the Hallmark. Has joined us to talk about the origins of Deck the Hallmark, the things they've gone through, and about their brand new book getting ready to release here in a few weeks called I'll Be Home for Christmas Movies. Had a great time chatting with Bran, and just a hilarious guy, and everything you hear on the podcast is true. That's just how he is, you know, all the time. Super genuine guy. Love getting to chat with him, and hopefully he won't be a stranger around Christmas Clatter. But that's enough of me. So here's my Christmas conversation with Mr. Brandon Gray. I'd like to welcome to Christmas Clatter, making his Christmas Clatter debut. You guys will all know him as the one that loves Hallmark Christmas movies, Brandon Gray of Deck the Hallmark and Bramble Jam Podcasts is here to talk everything Deck the Hallmark, and their upcoming book that everybody's excited to get their hands on. Brand, thanks for so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me, man. I'm very excited. Anytime I get to talk about Christmas, it's a good day, so I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, I agree. We were just talking a few minutes ago. I was kind of jealous of you guys there in Greenville with your radio station playing Christmas music over Labor Day. There must be some Christmas in the water.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm all about it. They did it last year, and I just assumed that it was like a 2020 sucks, let's do something different type of thing. So right. I don't know if it's going to be a yearly tradition. They usually switch like November 1st. So
right.
I'm all about it. But
yeah, that's a lot better than most radio stations.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I mean, they slowly moved it back. I remember when I first moved here 8 years ago, it was, you know, closer to Thanksgiving, and it's slowly moved its way closer to Halloween, which I'm for. Personally, if it was up to me, I would start an all year Christmas station. And I right. like the fact that doesn't exist yet boggles my mind. So,
yeah, that is true. I figure maybe it was just your influence on the city in general.
Yeah, I think that's what. Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me yeah. all the
yeah,
all the praise for that. It's all me.
You have become Greenville's favorite son.
That's I broke in and just made the switch myself.
That's great. For those that don't know, and maybe for those that hadn't heard the story, Deck the Hallmark's been around be 3 years next month, if my research is correct. And it's you and two of your best friends, Panda and Dan, and you guys got together and decided to cover 34 premieres of Hallmark in 2018, which is a daunting task in and of itself. What led you guys to do such a thing?
Yes, all of your research is relatively close. We technically started in July of 2018, just to get our feet wet. So we did a little Christmas in July thing, and then reviewed. You know, we asked for the top five best Hallmark Christmas movies that we should cover, just to put out content, figure out how we wanted the flow to go with the four segments and stuff like that. And we went from there. But it started out of my love for Christmas. Really, you know, Hallmark Christmas movies was just a way for me to have Christmas stuff on all the time, just because I love Christmas. And I've always loved Christmas. You know, I've every year me and a buddy of mine record a Christmas album that we give out as a Christmas card to our friends and family just because we love Christmas music. And so it's not a bit for me. It's a real thing. And so I love the movies, and I was trying to find a podcast that kind of spoke to, you know, me as a guy who happens to also like these movies and love Christmas. And there were quite a few podcasts out there that covered the movies, but none that kind of got the tenor that I was looking for from a guy perspective. And also just, you know, I want it to be funny, and I want, I get that these movies are what they are. Like, I don't hold them as sacred art, like diehard Hallmark Christmas fans do. Like, I can watch a Hallmark Christmas movie and then watch Manchester by the Sea the next day and have no problem with that. But I, you know, I love them, but I also want to have fun. And so we always say the podcast is a comedy podcast that happens to cover Hallmark movies. Me and these two guys, we taught together for a few years, and we just had a really good rapport, and we were always going into each other's classrooms and doing bits and stuff like that. And so I knew Dan would be great on the podcast because he's a huge film snob, and I just thought it would be funny. And then Panda's just a great, like, you know, palate cleanser, I think, for for me and Dan, because we're on two opposite sides. So it's nice to have that guy that kind of is the voice of reason. So yeah, we started in July and slowly grew a little bit of a fan group. You know, like most podcasters, I found, you know, Facebook groups and just started slowly spamming them with the podcast and stuff like that. And then we got really lucky. We had quite a few publications write about us, and then Good Morning America found out about us and invited us on. And so a lot of things that you can't plan for, and you can't predict that they're going to happen. They just happen, and you're really thankful, and it's lucky, and helped us take off. It gave us a little trampoline to jump off from in our first season. And so we've been going ever since. And yeah, this technically in October will be our fourth holiday season covering the movies. And we're still waiting on the release of the schedule and how many movies there will be, but I imagine it'll be in the 40s. Yeah. And so we'll see. It's a wild world out here.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a daunting task. You know, 34 seems like such a small number, you know, in 2018.
Well, it's funny that year, I think it ended up being 36. They added a couple halfway through the holiday season. And when, you know, at the time it was our first year, we were like, what are they doing to us? Like, and now it's just like, whatever, it's 40, 44, 50, whatever. It is what it is at this point.
Yeah. I'm sure you got a rhythm and
we do.
To it behind the scenes to get them in and things, but you're right. I always saw it as I was on board, you know, within the first few episodes when it popped up in the suggestions, and I always looked at it as more of a comedy podcast than an actual like movie review. Right. And the way you guys have it segmented out, you know, it keeps it, you know, clean and tight and easy to get through multiple episodes in a day if you wanted to. And it was like a rocket ship. It was like, you know, the three of you guys have such a great chemistry together, and it's so funny. And then the spike in the Hallmark, you know, genre in itself was just kind of like a perfect blend of things. And it was really neat to see,
Thanks,
it all, man, take off and really, really inspiring. And so it's part of the reason I'm, you know, coming up on 2.5 years of Christmas clatter now. So,
oh, cool. So, thanks, man.
Yeah. That's awesome. So, I was, like I said, it was so much fun. And I'm going to tell you the truth. And this isn't just because you're here with me, but one of my favorite things is your recaps of the movies.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah,
I mean, sometimes I just crack up through the recaps because it's like the pacing, the little speed read of it, the music behind it. It's all just, it just all hits me.
Thanks, man. Yeah. I mean, we knew we wanted to, you know, a lot of the podcasts that were out there that were reviewing the movies and just movies in general, this wasn't exclusive to Hallmark movies, but right. really these episodes were just, the whole thing was just walking through the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It just always like, if I have seen the movie, I don't really want to sit through 40 minutes of somebody explaining the movie.
Right.
And if I hadn't seen the movie, I kind of want to like hear about it quicker. So we wanted to do this quick, you know, 3-minute synopsis, that if you had seen the movie, you could still enjoy cause it's, you know, funny and quick. And if you hadn't seen the movie, it gives you everything you need to catch you up to speed so you can still enjoy the episode. So we have a ton of listeners that don't even watch the movies that just listen, because they can because of the synopsis. So, I felt like we would lose a lot of listeners if we just explained the movie during the whole podcast. Like that's the whole thing. And so I think that plays to our advantage and, you know, it's a lot of fun to write those. But yeah, you're right. Part of the rhythm that we've had to figure out is how to, my first time doing the podcast, I wasn't writing a synopsis. I was just taking notes and then I had to go back and write the synopsis. But now I write the synopsis in real time and it makes everything a lot easier. So,
it really does. Cause there's been times I hadn't seen the movie and, you know, so it's helped me get through rest of the podcast episode, or times that I have seen the movie. So then I laugh at the jokes within the synopsis.
Sure.
And then, then the times that, I've heard the synopsis, then saw the movie, then I know what I'm looking for, you know, to get some more of the jokes that are in there and that jokes that were along the way. So it just cracks me up. There's been times I've have been short on time. So I'm like, I'm just going to listen to the synopsis and, you know, I got to listen. Get at least through those first few minutes there. So, and the other thing I thought was really, really great that you guys did right off the bat, is you had a charity element to the podcast episodes and different charities that were near and dear to you guys' heart, which is, really, really great. And something a lot of podcasts don't do, very often, which I always thought that was a super cool idea. And you guys just did it right. Seemed like right off the bat. Involve those charities.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of came out of necessity on one hand, but also the other hand is we see the holiday season as truly the season to give back. And so it made sense. But, you know, once we got off of Good Morning America in November of 18, we just weren't prepared for it. You know, we were making our website in the airport ahead of time, like, cause I think like we got to have a website. Right. And so then after that, you know, listeners, we had such a boom in listenership and, we had all these people that were reaching out and being like, hey, we want to advertise. And we just didn't know what to do with it. And so we were like, you know what, let's just get through the holiday season. And instead of taking on advertisers this year, let's just focus on charities that we think are doing solid stuff. And so we knew of a couple in the area, people that were local that were doing some national or global stuff that we thought was really cool. And so we still partner with communities and schools to this day, each holiday season. As former educators, we think it's super important to make graduating high school as easy as possible, especially for kids that maybe need a little extra help crossing the finish line. And so, it was a no-brainer for us to kind of go that route during the holiday season. And, you know, now we do have advertisers and it is what it is. You know, that's part of how we pay the bills and, you know, feed our children. But ultimately, we always want to have a huge, charitable? That's not a thing. Charity push during the holiday season just because, you know, well, that's what the holiday season's about.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you were on Good Morning America in 2018, the same year you launched.
Yeah.
So what was that like? You launched this podcast with a couple of buddies about Hallmark movies, and then you get a phone call, an email from somebody from Good Morning America, and you're like, oh, this must be spam. or what was that like?
Yeah, I mean, it was wild. It was November, early November, and they mentioned us that day, like during the pop news segment. They were like, there's this podcast with three guys. And I guess they found out about it through one of those websites that wrote about us. And we were just like, this is crazy. And people were tagging us and saying this, that, and the other. And apparently in the room, like, it got a nice little chuckle from the crowd. And so they emailed us and they said, hey, let's hop on a call. And Dan always likes to tell this part of the story where we like something happened. I don't remember the details, but Pan and I couldn't figure out the conference call. And so Dan's just sitting there on the conference call by himself being like, where are these guys? What are they doing? So anyways, they ended up being like, hey, what's keeping you from flying up here? And we were like, money. And they were like, oh, well, we're paying for everything. And we were like, well, then nothing. Yeah. And so we got off the call and we drove to the airport like 2 hours later. It happened this. They were like, hey, here's where you're going. Here's where you're staying. And we were on Good Morning America the next morning and we came home and we went back to our day jobs. And it was just this wild, just 24-hour whirlwind. We were like, I guess this is going to be a thing. Like, I guess this is going to be a thing that we're going to do for a while. And so, yeah, it was crazy, but a lot of fun. Like, I just, you know, remember walking in and going to our little green room and going through the, you know, dress rehearsal and messing up where I was supposed to sit because I was thrown off by the other side of the desk. And so, you know, it was a wild day, but it's, you know, a lot of fun too. Occasionally I'll just go back and watch the video and just be like, man, that was what a weird thing. Something that shouldn't happen, but it did. And we're super thankful. And, you know, obviously it benefited us, in a major way. So
yeah,
it's been awesome.
It sure did. And, you know, that's not the only reason you guys have had so much success. I mean, the podcast is superb, you know, in its own right. So it just kind of gave you that little bit of springboard, but then you fast forward and you start finding yourself covering more than Hallmark, starting to do Lifetime. And then you guys were able to transition out of your teaching careers into a podcast network and cover, you know, several different types of things. You know, you have, you know, Deck the Hallmark's kind of, you know, the flagship, but you also have, you know, a film and a movie that Dan does with Alonzo Duraldi and you also have, you know, Yo Gavel Gavel and different things like that. What was the process when you guys get to the point where you're like, we should do more podcasts?
Yeah, good question. we got to the end of 2018 and we were planning on like taking a break and not doing something for a while. Even potentially just doing it during the holiday season. And, people were like, no, that's a dumb idea. And we were like, yeah, that probably is a dumb idea from a like losing momentum point of view. But so we started doing the podcast again towards the end of January of 2019. And we were expecting nobody to listen anymore. And people kept listening. And we were like, well, I guess we can do this all year. And we were starting to make a little bit of money. And then we had this guy who was a friend of ours, kind of reach out and he was like, hey, I want to help you guys out. What would it take for you guys to do this full time? And we're like, money. And he was like, well, I'm going to give you some money, to give you a little bit of a runway. And we were like, okay. And it's, you know, thinking now it was a crazy deal because he didn't take any part of the company and, you know, we still own 100%. And
oh, wow.
He was basically like, hey, pay it back if you can. And so, super generous and it allowed us to quit our jobs and we wanted to create other podcasts. And for me, you know, I'm a huge podcast guy. Before Deck the Hallmark, I was messing around with podcasts. You know, I had a podcast about aliens and paranormal stuff just because I find it interesting, and a podcast where I interview my favorite bands from when I was a kid, and just like anything that interested me, I like, as a creative person, I want to explore that. And so, when I'm suddenly able to spend all day like coming up with ideas and, you know, going after the things that I think are interesting. You know, we came up with a handful of ideas that we thought were fun. Mm-hmm. And we also reached out to some people that we've met over the past year and a half and said, hey, we got this network. Do you want to come on and do a show? And so, you know, Justin Kirkland, who's a writer for Esquire, did a Dolly Parton podcast. And Alonzo, you mentioned Jim mm-hmm. Lilly, who's an actor on Hallmark, did a podcast about foster care. And it, you know, it was, it is a lot of fun to create the podcast. It's also been a learning opportunity for us. And we've learned a lot about, you know, we went semi-viral. We didn't go big time viral, but you know, just because you have one podcast that is doing well and sustainable doesn't mean you're going to have a bunch of other ones that are. And so, you know, figuring out how to grow podcasts from the ground up when you don't have Good Morning America yeah. And stuff like that. That's just, you know, been fun and challenging and all that stuff. So it's been a really fun few years doing those podcasts and figuring out what works, what doesn't work and stuff like that. So yeah, that's the story.
Well, you said something in there I have to dive into a little bit more. You said you interviewed your favorite bands yeah. from when you was a kid. So what were the bands?
Well, I grew up in a pretty conservative Christian house. Uh-huh. And so it was, we would always get like the alternative version of, you know, the popular bands. So like I was really into bands like Reliant K and Switchfoot and Five Iron Frenzy and bands like that, that most people don't care about. Mm-hmm. But if you grew up in this circle, you're like, man, that's awesome. So like, you know, yeah. getting to interview bands that heavily influenced me as a kid and as a musician was awesome. And so luckily, you know, a lot of these bands don't have anything else to do anymore. And so they were like, yeah, let's talk about it. And so just walking through their discography and hearing, you know, what it was like kind of being this band that was kind of popular and of certain circle and, you know, bands like Reliant K that had one hit and they went on Jay Leno and, you know, it's just interesting to hear those stories. And so as I listen to podcasts because I love stories and I love, hearing people's, perspectives on things. And I love good storytelling. And so that was a fun podcast just to hear stories of people that I don't know, but I feel like I know. And so, yeah, that's it.
Yeah. I understand. I'm there with you. I know all them bands you were talking about. I was, you know, raised in church, you know, as a kid. So it was all,
yeah.
all those bands were that I had a feeling that would be the answer. And I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. Well, you might enjoy the podcast.
So. Yeah. Well, I'll definitely be checking it out. Was it February of last year of 2020? A guy I work with, I was talking to him about the podcast and stuff. And he's like, you know, my cousin used to be the drummer for Audio Adrenaline. He's like, he doesn't do that anymore. He makes movies and stuff, but he really likes Christmas and maybe he should come on your podcast. I was like, well, yes, give him the number, you know, here's my cell phone number. Tell him to text me, you know? And, I can't think of his last name now for nothing. I was trying to look it up. Ben was his first name and, his last name slips in my mind. And, he was the drummer coming on off the Bloom album. And, okay. Through the early 2000s. And so I talked with him for a while and I just was like, you know, he was the drummer for when they released their only Christmas song, Little Drummer Boy, which is on a album with other bands and things. So he told me that story and it was just super cool. He's like, you don't really run into people that, know who you are or anything you've done before. You know?
Yeah. So, but, that's funny. Well, I know the drummer that, I think came after him or a couple drummers later was also a drummer for a band called Bleach that I loved growing up. And so, you know, those bands, they all just kind of like cross over. I feel like, you know, it's the lead singer of the Newsboys now was in DC Talk and it's just like, they're all just doing the same thing at this point. Like, just trying to survive. So yeah,
yeah,
for them.
Absolutely. It's funny you mentioned Bleach, because here a few months ago, I had this song lyric running through my head. I'm like, what song is that? Which is, there's a guy I listen to. He calls it musical Tourette's, where you just kind of, the song just kind of hits you. Yeah. Some lyric out of random. There's lots of times I'll get up and I'll have a song I'll be singing, and it's, you know, I hadn't heard this song in years, but I had this song lyric in my head, and I knew it was from a Christian band. And I was like, so I go to this Facebook group I'm a member of. I'm like, I got this lyric in my head. I don't know anything, but here it is. Someone's got to know. And the answer was Bleach. And I was like, that's it. So it's like,
I love it.
So I had to go to Spotify and pull up the song and listen to it. And like, yeah. You know,
listen, man, there's like, Bleach's We Are Tomorrow album is just, it's a phenomenal album. Like, yeah. I still listen back to it. I'm like, that's just a genuinely good album regardless. Yeah. So some of the stuff still holds up. Some of it, not so much, but like Bleach, like, I think is still a great band.
Yeah.
So I'll go back and listen to him occasionally and be like, this is just good stuff. I don't think it's a nostalgia that's tricking me. I think it genuinely is good.
Yeah. I've noticed that too. Because when I went on that rabbit hole for Bleach, some other stuff popped up and it kind of refreshed my memory. And there was a band, Soul Food 76, and they had an album. And I listened through it and I was like, this is really good. This is like good, like legit good, even though they probably only had two albums in their whole career as a band. But it's like, this first album is like legit good, and it's still, you know. But yeah, but there's some times I go back and like, I liked this stuff. Really? Did I?
I know the
feeling. but I just had to chase that rabbit trail with you there for a minute.
Love it.
We mentioned Alonzo earlier. He seemed to become like an unofficial fourth member of the podcast with you guys, and a good friend. How did you guys get connected with Alonzo originally?
On Twitter. He liked something we did, and Dan, being a huge film snob, was like, dude, Alonzo's like the real deal. And I'm like, all right, whatever. So we I think we DM'd him on Twitter and was like, hey, we want to have you on the podcast during the holiday season. And he was like, absolutely. And just kind of stayed in touch since then, and slowly got to know him more. And we went out to LA in the summer of 2019 and did like a Christmas in July show out there, and got to meet him and Dave and just hang out. And yeah, he truly has become like an unofficial official member. He basically wrote the book for us. The book's really his brainchild. And I'm sure we'll get to that in a little bit, but he's just the best, and just a good dude, good friend. And he happens to like the same stuff that I like. So it works out well.
Yeah. He's been here on Christmas Clatter a couple times, and I just reached out to him the other day to see if he was interested in coming back on this holiday season. Cause I know he gets super busy with the holidays with his book. And
when you go out on the record as the film critic that also happens to love made for TV Christmas movies, you get a lot of requests.
You get a lot of requests. I remember telling my wife the same thing when he first agreed to come on. I'm like, he's like a real deal. You know, he's like a real deal Holyfield, and just super nice guy, super nice guy. And I remember you guys were on Linoleum Knife for one episode, which was real cool. I've told Alonzo this several times, but that's like my go-to movie review podcast, because it's just such a treat to listen to those guys. But yeah, you mentioned the book, I'll Be Home for Christmas Movies. It's it's kind of like I don't know if it's going to cover every Hallmark movie ever made, but it's kind of like a guide through Hallmark. He said it was Alonzo's, he was a real workhorse getting this thing out. So take us through that process. Alonzo comes up and says, I have a book idea. And you guys are like, Alonzo, you're smarter than everybody in the room. We'll just follow you.
But yeah. Well, Alonzo had written a book before.
Yeah.
I'll Be Home for Christmas Movies. Is that the name of the book?
No.
That's the name of our book.
Yeah.
That's the name of our book.
Have yourself a movie little Christmas.
I can't keep the movie puns on track. So he had already written the book and had it published on his stuff.
Right.
Backing up, and this has been a long process, longer than I would have imagined it would have been. But 2019, you know, we always like to just throw out ideas and just see what sticks. And so I was like, man, it'd be fun if we became a New York Times bestsellers, wouldn't it, boys? And they're like, yeah. And then it so happened that Alonzo reached out to us relatively soon after that. It was like, hey, do you guys want to write a book? And we were like, we do want to write a book. And he had this idea, which is just basically the podcast, but in written form. Mm-hmm. And it's not every movie. It's 116 of them. So it's all of 2018, all of 2019, all of the ones that we had done prior to that. And then a handful from 2020, just because of publishing cutoffs, essentially.
Right.
And so it's 116. And then there's, you know, the story of how the podcast was created and fun recipes, bingo card. You actually get to hear from our wives, which is fun. So it's a really fun book. And, you know, Alonzo put together, basically went back and had, you know, a robot transcribe each episode. And then mm-hmm. you have to go back and, you know, actually make sense of what the robot right. is thinking that three guys are saying. It's a mess, yeah. but he did it. And then, you know, you get a short synopsis, shorter than my synopsis, and then a couple of different segments. So sometimes there's the wait, what, sometimes there's all the feels, but some of it is in there for each of those movies. And, yeah, Alonzo had a, because he had already published a book, he already had a book guy, mm-hmm. what is it? Manager, whatever. Mm-hmm. Eric, who's great. And we put together a pitch and sent it to a couple of publishing agencies that we thought would be good fits based off of what they've put out before. Running Press, liked it and made us an offer, and we said yeah, and that was in, I want to say, fall of 2019, maybe. So it's been a long process, yeah. And so you know, and now the process keeps getting longer because the book got pushed because of shipping. So
right.
you know, it is, that's what you get when you try to write a book during a pandemic, but you know, hopefully, Lord willing, it'll be out October 26th, and you know, everywhere that you find books, it should be there. And we're really excited about it. I have a copy, and it's beautiful, and it's just a really fun. I think it's a really fun addition to anybody who, you know, loves the movies, hates the movies, grandmas, whatever. Like, I think it's just a really fun addition to have. But also if you're planning, you know, a Christmas party and you want to watch one of these movies, it's a good guide to help you pick right. One, and has, you know, recipes that you can make to go along with the movies and stuff like that. So it's really fun. Alonzo did an amazing job on, you know, transcribing and making sense of our nonsense. So we're really excited for it to finally come out. Finally.
Yeah. Well, that delay, everybody's hitting that. I've talked to a few different people with books and different things coming out for Christmas that are going to be a part of Christmas clatter, and it's yeah. hit everybody equally. So,
but it was crazy. Like, you know, fall of 2019, they were like, hey, we want to do this book. Our 2020 holiday slate's already, you know, planned. And I was like, what? That's crazy. Like, you're already a year in advance. Like, I don't even know what's going on next week.
Right.
So it's just crazy to think how, like, real big publishing companies are, like, insanely organized and like have things planned out for the next year and a half. So that's why it's taken 2 years to actually get a book out. But we're really excited for it to finally yeah. happen, because up to this point, like until I actually had the book in my hands, I was not convinced it was actually a thing. Mm-hmm. Like, there was a part of me that was like, this is all a scam. Like, I know there's like some money in the bank account from this company, but I'm not totally convinced it's a real thing. So now that I have the book, I can say the book is real and you should buy it.
Yes. And the links to the book will be in the description and show notes, YouTube or the podcast. So you'll just be a tap away. So I encourage yeah. each and every one of you to go get it.
And there's an autographed version with like Premier Collectibles. And I'm currently signing like 2,000 of these little cards that will go in the books. So please buy one of those so yep. that like I wasn't signing stuff for no reason. That'd be really great. Yep.
I'll have a link to that as well, as well. I'll have a link to Alonzo's book. Have yourself a yes. movie, Little Christmas there. I'm sure they'll go hand in hand together. I just
they're still publishing that thing. Can you believe it?
Well, I promote it each chance I get because when I first heard about Alonzo's book, I went right away to get it. And I tell everybody, I was like, you can't really consider yourself a Christmas movie fan unless you have this book.
Yeah.
And I've hinted at him a few times that he needs to have an updated version of the book.
Well, hopefully, you know, if everybody buys this book, then we'll be able to get a version two of that book.
Yeah.
That'll be nice.
Well, so the links will be in the show notes. And I also wanted to tell everybody, if you're listening on the YouTube channel, and if you're listening on the podcast, then go over to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/Christmas Clatter. Find this video. And if you leave a comment in this video, you will be entered in your chance to win a copy of I'll Be Home for Christmas Movies. And wow. I will select the winner at random just based on who left comments in the video. So.
You know what? I'll send you one of these autograph card things that you can send out with it.
I will.
Do one of those.
Well, that'd be great. That'd be great. And we'll do that. And so if your money might be a little bit tight, but you want a book, just leave a comment and you have a chance to win it. So
love it.
Yeah. So, but I am looking forward to this book coming out and getting through it and probably get my own content out of it. Maybe a book review. Nobody really cares what I think about books, but we'll see what happens.
I love it, man.
You know, might surprise you, but I'm not much of a book reader. But these kind of books I love and get through. But it's when you got to hold a whole idea through the whole book that it kind of gets
take
me.
Take it or leave it.
Yeah, it's like I can read like a few movies and then move on to the next thing, and it's pretty great. But Well, let me ask you, you talked about how, I always ask all my guests this, how your love of Christmas is legit. Where do you think that comes from? Is it your parents or is it something else? Or?
Gosh, man, I wish I knew, because nobody in my family cares nearly as much as I do. Like, you know, we all like Christmas just fine, you know, because we're humans, but. I don't know. It's always been another level. I remember we were talking, I think, before recording about the radio station and how it's just different. And I think part of, you know, my love of listening to Christmas on the radio comes from when I was a kid and I would email the Christmas station, those channel that would play Christmas music close by and be like, hey, when are you switching? And they would tell me, and then I would stay up, you know, if it was going to happen at midnight or 3 a.m. or whatever. And I would record it on a little tape cassette, like the switch over from, you know, the 80s music to the Christmas music. And I would, you know, play that back throughout the year, like as a, hey, it's happening. So there's something that's always been a part of me that's loved, just truly loved Christmas. And, you know, as an adult, you would think it would go away, but it didn't. And just listening to Christmas music all year and, you know, I worked the Christmas into my vows with my wife. We got married at Christmas time. Oh, nice. My firstborn was born around Christmas time. And so all of my favorite things happen around Christmas. And so also I love Christmas. So it makes that time of the year really, really special. And I wish I had one moment that I could be like, this is what did it, but I don't. It's just something, you know, that's always been a part of who I am. And while most people kind of grow out of it and be like, I'll listen to Christmas music when it's on, but I don't actively seek it out or, you know, I'm not going to watch a Christmas movie in June. Well, I am. So, I don't know. It's just a part of who I am. And I truly do love it. And it's just the best.
Yeah. I understand that. I was always a big Christmas fan and I don't really, I mean, my mom, I get it from my mom because she's Christmas nut as well. And I remember when I first moved out of the house, it's like, I didn't live very far from mom and dad, but you know, it was Christmas time and I had my tree up and some decorations and things, but it just didn't feel like Christmas. And it was like, I went over to visit mom and dad and she's, you know, decorated and the music's on and she's, you know, baking cookies and basically like a Hallmark movie I walked into. And then I remember going home to my house and it was decorated, but it was just wasn't the same. And it was like, you know what? I got to make Christmas happen. It just doesn't happen. She, you know, they're in there and they're making it happen and they're putting the effort into it. So I put in some music and turned it up, you know, a little bit, and started doing Christmas things, and you know, I kind of doubled down on my love for Christmas. And then when I started having kids, it's like I doubled down on top of my double down on that, you know. Right. So
quadrupled down at this point. You can't stop.
And I've always, you know, even when as a kid, I was always known kind of as the, you know, through high school and stuff as the, you know, Mr. Christmas motif and things. You know, I put Christmas lights on my locker using one of them big rectangle 12 volt battery kind of things and
nice
and stuff. So, but I love it. Yeah, but I guess everybody's got to love something. So it just happened to be Christmas. So.
That's right. Yeah. Everybody loves something. Yeah. So everybody who gives us a hard time, right. Like, oh, why don't you wait till Thanksgiving? Like, get off it. Yeah. You have a thing too.
Yeah.
May, you know, so whatever.
I don't skip Thanksgiving.
You know? No, I don't. Nope. That's exactly right. Thanksgiving is a part of the season that right. I love. It's just that there's not a lot of Thanksgiving songs.
No.
But Ben Rector put one out last year, and that's great.
Yeah.
So, like, if there was a lot of Thanksgiving songs, I would work that in, but there's not. So give me a break. Yep. I work at Auld Lang Syne. You know, yep. That's not a Christmas song. It's a New Year's Eve song. So right. Back off, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. So
back off.
Yep. That's the Christmas spirit right there. Back off.
I clearly have a lot of wounds from being around Dan all the time.
I completely understand and sympathize with you. I'm the same way, but you know, so what if I'm walking around in my Emin Otter shirt in the middle of July? Yeah. You know?
So what?
You don't have to wear it.
So what? You know? You don't have to. You know? I can.
Yep. You know? So, but man, Bran, I really appreciate you hopping on here with me.
Yeah, man.
And really looking forward to this book coming out. Let everybody know where they can find you on the social medias.
Yeah, you can find us on the social media at Hallmark Podcast because we got that. And we're very proud of that social media handle, Hallmark Podcast. Hallmark Channel, call us. You can buy it from us. But yeah, you can find us there, techthehallmark.com to find all the places that you can listen. And the book, I'll Be Home for Christmas News, comes out October 26th. You can pre-order it. And we hope that you love it. And will join us this holiday season as we cover the 40 plus movies that I'm sure Hallmark will be putting out. So we're very excited. And thank you, man, for doing what you do. I love the growing number of Christmas podcasts out there. It helps me feel like I'm not alone in the universe. Yeah. So thank you for doing what you're doing and all the other ones that are out there that are crushing it all year round.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, I'm happy to play a small role in it. It's a lot of fun and a lot of great Christmas podcasts out there. More than people realize there are.
And, there are. Absolutely.
And links to Deck the Hallmark and to Bramble Jam will be in the show notes and description. Links for I'll Be Home for Christmas movies will be in the description along with Alonzo's book. So you guys will just be a tap away. And remember, leave a comment on the YouTube channel for your chance to win your free copy of I'll Be Home for Christmas movies. Thanks for joining me here on Christmas Clatter. Be sure to check out our website, christmasclatter.com. Email me at todd@christmasclatter.com. Christmas Clatter is a proud presentation of the Christmas Podcast Network. And remember, keep Christmas hope alive every day.